Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 2012 Nobel laureates take center stage tonight as they accept their prizes, considered the world's most prestigious awards. Chemistry is among the prizes. This year it's being granted for the discovery of G-protein-coupled receptors, which transmit messages in and out of cells to help us distinguish taste, for example. The G-protein is not exactly a familiar topic for most school students, but a Boston nonprofit wants to demystify such research by taking Nobel laureates into schools so young people can hear firsthand about their work. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
Judging by the raucous cheering, you might think a rock star just walked through the gym at the Pioneer Charter School of Science in Everett. But in this case, the applause was for 2010 Nobel Prize-winning economist Peter Diamond, who was going through the gym to visit with a select group of faculty and students.
Let us extend our warm welcome to the remarkable role model, intellectual, great person of our century, Professor Peter Diamond.
For more than an hour, Diamond explained his prize-winning economics research on what's known as search frictions.
The search frictions is thinking about the parts of an economy where the process of figuring out what it is you want and where you can get it is a big part of the story.
Diamond could only answer some of the 74 questions that students had submitted beforehand, questions ranging from economics to the fiscal cliff to whether he roots for the Red Sox. But he says what he was trying to do was provide more than just answers.
I was trying to do two things. One was to enhance their understanding of some little piece of economics. The second was to see a sample of thinking coherently about an economic subject as a style of thinking, unlike, say, bumper stickers.
Exposing students to a style of deeper thinking is the intent behind the Nobel Laureate School Visits Program, which Dr. Ed Shapiro helped start in 2009. Shapiro had published Nobel lectures in his native Russia, but when he moved here and he realized that almost 200 laureates live in the U.S., he got the idea to do something different.
Instead of paper, books, I could assemble real Nobel laureates in this United States. We must cultivate this remarkable treasure, having more Nobel laureates than any other country.
And Massachusetts is particularly fertile ground, with some 32 laureates living in Greater Boston. The local laureates have visited about two dozen schools in Massachusetts and other states, and last summer Shapiro arranged a laureate meeting with visiting high school students from China. His hope is that one day laureates will get as much attention in this country as they do elsewhere, especially in Stockholm. That's where the Nobel Prizes are awarded every December 10th, the anniversary of Alfred Nobel's death. There's a week-long celebration leading up to tonight's formal ceremony with the Swedish royal family, and most of the events are broadcast on Swedish national TV. Diamond says the experience is somewhat surreal.
Actually, there are people who collect autographs of Nobel laureates. And going from the hotel into your Nobel limo, there are people collecting your autograph. New experience.
Many of the students, like 11th grader Jasmine Azenkic, say they were inspired by Diamond's visit.
I think it was a really nice opportunity to meet someone that was so successful, actually, and something that I eventually want to end up majoring in. So it was a very nice experience, which obviously proves that nothing's impossible. You can get everything and be successful as long as you put your work into it.
And for Azenkic, at least, the visit was even more exciting than meeting a rock star. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.